You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Now, we need to share this note from a listener named Brent. I've got to be honest right up front. What he's bringing up, I've thought about before.
All right.
And I would never...
Must be dirty.
No.
Oh, Brent. Tell me,
no,
Brent.
What he is talking about in his relationship, I have been curious myself. And so let me read it, and then we're going to let our listeners sound off on this. He writes, "Hey, guys, I don't know if you guys have a song for your relationships. You know, that's our song, that kind of thing." Let me jump in here for just a second. I know, Jeremy, you and Nicole have one.
It's If You're Happy and You Know It. No, it's Dave Matthews Band, Where Are You Going?
So you guys have a song. Emily,
DMB.
You guys don't really have one?
No, we do. It's just very obscure.
Oh, it's a Steve Martin song.
It's a Steve Martin, yeah. Called
the
Pretty
Banjo.
The banjo. It's so good. Pretty Flowers.
So there you go. So here's what Brent writes. He goes, "I sort of had one with my last girlfriend. She always said that a certain Taylor Swift song, You Belong With Me, was our song. And every time she heard it, she'd send me a text saying, it's on the radio right now." He writes, "Well, that relationship eventually ended, and now I'm in a very serious relationship with a new woman. On our first date, she was talking about how much we had in common. And about that time, the song You Belong With Me came on the radio, and she said, hey, that could be our song. And of course, we heard it again on our next date."
Oh, Taylor.
"It actually played at the bar where we were having appetizers that night, and she said that was a sign that it had to be our song."
Oh.
"Because they heard it on their first two dates."
That's pretty magical.
So Brent writes, "So now I don't know whether to come clean or not. My question is, can you have the same song be your song in two different relationships?"
Oh, hell no.
There it is.
"I have wondered about this before."
Well,
it's because some songs are so good.
Yeah, they just fit.
They're just on the radio. They're just hits
at
the time.
When is she not on the radio? Yeah.
Right.
Why not? You just don't tell her. Gasp.
You so Jeremy
guys?
Says, yes.
Yeah, why? Well, she doesn't have to know.
How would she ever find out,
she
right?
She would never find out, I guess.
He
I think.
Should have said right after the first time, girlfriend number two was like, oh my God, that should be our song. He should be like, oh God, no,
The problem with coming clean right away and saying that should be our song, and if you said, oh, that was my song with my ex-girlfriend, first of all, it makes it sound like you're thinking about your ex-girlfriend. Secondly, then every time new girlfriend hears that song.
Boom.
And she's with you, she's going to like kind of freak, like, oh, that's going to make him think about it. So it's better that she not know at all.
Yeah, just lay low, Brent.
I think there should be a way. Here's Jeremy says, yes, you can do it.
Yeah.
Emily says, no, you can't.
No.
I say what you do is you subtly steer towards another song.
Well, how do you do that?
Picky head.
You try to that would be good. You try to find one that you think lyrically and everything is a better fit, and then you sell her on it. You've
got to
be
a salesman.
Yeah, but
those songs have to appear like at special moments and special times. So you almost have to pick a song and then stage it.
It has to be kismet.
Totally.
He's right.
Stage it.
And you, I mean, really, it's got to be.
You are a manipulating.
No, you can.
Have it come up on your iTunes.
When you're sweet, sweet loving, and it comes on, and you take that moment. Moment to have an embrace.
I don't know if you're having sex.
It's a moment.
No, do you have sex to Taylor Swift, Jeremy?
Sweet, sweet, yes.
You
do,
don't you?
Constantly.
He makes love to John Denver and imagines John Denver.
So, is that weird?
He was born in the summer of his 27th. I think what you do is you manipulate towards another song. So we have three different answers.
You should never say manipulate when talking about a lover.
You're manipulating a song is what you're... And here's Lindsay on the line. Good morning, Lindsay. What do you think about this?
Good morning. I have to agree with Emily. I don't think you should recycle a song.
Who's ever going to know, though, but Brent?
I know, but I think from his perspective, won't that song always sort of remind him of someone else?
So maybe she was a wonderful woman. The new woman's wonderful. He's had two wonderful women in his life.
I got to tell you, Lindsay, I thought about what you just said. I thought about it a few minutes ago. You know, would it make him think of his old girlfriend? Here's the thing. He said in his note, I sort of had a song with my last girlfriend. In other words, His ex-girlfriend thought of it as their song, but he was never really on board.
But they had it enough for him to know the song and that his ex-girlfriend thought of it.
But really, who cares? Maybe his ex-girlfriend loved cheeseburgers, so the dude can't have cheeseburgers anymore because he's going to think
of his
ex.
At a specific
she
restaurant.
She drove a Honda. He can never look at a Honda or drive a Honda ever again?
What do you think, Lindsay?
I just think that a song is meant for to be between two people, not three.
All right.
Well, you haven't been to a few parties.
So what you're saying is that he needs to fess up.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, do you have a song, by the way?
No, not right now.
All right. Listen, I'm glad you called. Be safe driving in the snow, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate you being on the show. Here's Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. So what do you think? Can he use the same Taylor Swift song?
I would have to say absolutely not.
Is it just because it's Taylor Swift?
I also agree with the Honda thing. If, you know, she drove a Honda, you can't do that either. Mm-hmm. But, no, my big thing is I had the same thing go on, and every time I heard that song, I still remembered the person that was affiliated with the first. So that's where it kind of became a little bit out of the ordinary.
Well, let me tell you where the problem is with this, Greg. Sometimes songs are just so good, you hate that it might have been wasted on a relationship like 10, 15 years ago.
There are so many good songs to choose from.
But if you think, you're like, dang, I should have saved that. I shouldn't have used it 15 years ago. I should have saved it for today.
Yeah, but that just doesn't work out, because especially if you're still thinking about that one person.
The songs have to happen in the moment, too, man. You can't put a... something Beach Boys in your back pocket or something.
Oh, God only knows.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
That was a horrible reference on my part.
I am not picking up good vibrations.
My bad.
But no, as far as, you know, recalling memories, songs are so powerful. And I can remember moments and smells and looks on faces from songs that I had with boys back in high school. You know, like it really is so powerful. You can't cross-pollinate.
Well, it's the same with smells,
but now,
though.
Wait a minute, though, because even speaking to Greg's point, you know, the whole thing about when the song comes on, does it make you think of another person? Well, you could be with your new lover, and that song could come on, and it would still make you, whether it's your new song or not, it would still make you think of that last person. So what difference does it make?
So you got to find a new song. It's a beacon of light and hope in your life to listen to and
you
bring back
it.
New memories you with your current lover.
Jeremy's coming around to my staging.
You have
point
to.
Of view.
You totally have to.
Yeah, you got to play Beach Boys.
Greg, do you have a song?
I do not have a song. I'm not currently in a relationship.
Oh, buddy.
Do you want a song with us?
What would your song be?
Yeah, if you got into a relationship today, what would the song be, do you think? You know?
Oh, I have no clue.
Baby got back.
That's kind of something that happens in the moment type of thing.
Yep, all right. See?
Thanks for being on the show,
sweet,
man.
Sweet, sweet love.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. You can borrow Jeremy's John Denver song.
This is why you should never pick your song off of a hit on the radio. You need to dig into your CD case.
Yeah.
Find something that's not as...
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
As obvious as Baby Got Back.
Don't you think it's deceitful to the girlfriend, though?
What do you mean?
Here, because the song comes on. She's like... Oh, Swoon, this is our song. It's so romantic, and it's just for us.
Yeah, but
But in his mind, he's like, yeah, no. But last time when I was with Sarah, blah, 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 this happened.
Yeah,
do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
She's hot.
It's not like I don't have a heart, but I'm looking at it also pragmatically, because first of all, you're going to crush new girlfriend, because in her heart, that is your song.
Right.
And so suddenly you're trampling over that. You're saying, not only is that not our song, every time I hear it, I'm going to think of this other girl. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't even bring that up.
Yeah, but what if it comes out eventually, which it might.
How?
It might.
How?
When that skank Sarah shows up and says, what are you doing listening to my song with my ex-boyfriend?
That's never going to happen.
You don't know. It's just
not
better
now.
And you need to get current girlfriend.
He would scream
girlfriend.
Her name is what he would do.
Yeah, you need to
Sarah!
Get...
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.